howdy part, here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. You no matter how rich you are, no matter how generous you are, no matter how good looking you are, the number of people that will attend your funeral will depend on the weather.
You are absolutely right.
That's right. Or if there's an open bar.
Or if, lots of people.
Then you'll have a lot of people attending your funeral. Or tell them there's going to be a surprise.
Surprise!
Out of the casket. Jack in the Box. Clear Out West Radio
Jim
Show.
Jim in the Box.
Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
And welcome to our outfit.
That's like the old boy that said, this is what I want somebody to say at my funeral.
Yeah.
Look, he's moving.
Look, he's moving. Get out of here.
All right. Here is middle age in a nutshell.
Oh, well, okay.
All right, yeah. Number one, who cares if it looks good? I'm comfortable. That sounds
fashion
like,
goes out the window.
That sounds like my flying attire. Sweatpants and cowboy boots.
There you go.
Like going on a cow cruise.
Yeah, there you go.
Number two, has anyone seen my phone? Where's somebody call my phone?
Yeah, right? Where it is.
Well, that doesn't help me because I've always got mine on silent.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. If it doesn't buzz,
Well, and it does buzz, still can't hear
Still can't hear it. And if you can't feel it, oh, well.
It happened in my wife's car. It fell out of my pocket and underneath the seat, and it's got a black case. I couldn't find it.
She was calling it,
and I couldn't find
it. Couldn't hear
it.
Couldn't see it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Number three. Stupid scale. That can't be right.
What the heck?
I don't have a scale.
My wife keeps shrinking my clothes.
Yeah. I always thought it was the dryer that did that, but turns out it was a refrigerator.
It was?
Yeah.
That did that.
Right, yeah. Number four, shoot, did I already take my vitamin?
Yeah. That one's a tough one.
Yeah, did I take those?
I don't remember taking a handful of pills.
I used to make fun of people that had the day pill thing, but I don't anymore.
Not anymore.
No, yeah. Number five, I wonder how I got this bruise. How did I get that bruise?
Where'd that come from?
Yep. Number six, why is this print on these instructions so small?
Yeah, why do they do that just to irritate me?
Now, how do you make your phone a magnifying glass again?
Three clicks.
Okay.
Three clicks.
On what?
On your start button.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Good. I have to remember that.
At least on mine. Anyway.
On yours. Okay. Number seven, $5 for a box of cereal. They raised the price and shrunk the box.
Shrinkonomics.
What a racket. Oh, man. Don't get me started, on that whole deal.
Yes.
All right. Number eight, software update again?
No.
I just updated.
Yeah, and it doesn't help.
It makes it worse.
Yeah.
Especially on my devices because they're so old. They say, you can't use this.
We're not supporting this anymore.
Number nine, who in the world is calling me at 9:30 at night?
9:30. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just irritating.
That's me.
Yeah. It's usually me calling.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Number 10, sorry, I forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah.
What?
The hereafter.
That's the next one. Wait. What did I come in here
Give
for?
Give me a minute.
Yeah, right in the middle of a story. forgot what I was going to say. Never mind. Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 12, I could have sworn that was my password. I know that was my password. I use that password
every day.
Every month. Hey, we got a great show coming at us this week.
Oh, goody.
R.W. Hampton's riding along with us. Jay Schneider has some poetry.
Yeah.
We have Luke Reed, Ian Tyson, Dave Stamey.
Whoa.
Yeah, we're going to start with Bren Hill, though, off his new album. This is Horses of War.
voices of war run against the guns. Arrows in the flanks, bullets in the lungs. A sacred place in history is what you're running for. So run against the guns, you horses of war. Run against the guns, you horses of war. For Centurics led the United Gaelic tribes. He raided Roman soldiers on Roman supply lines. Till Caesar broke the stone wall was the century's greatest fear. And came the Roman cavalry running against the spear. Alexander the Great was just 13 years old when the war horse Bucephalus was gifted as a foal. Through many bloody battles he carried his king to the battle of Adaspus. His end did it bring. So horses of war run against the gun. Arrows in the flanks, bullets in the lungs. A sacred place in history is what you're running for. So run against the guns, you horses of war. Run against the guns, you horses of war. Marengo was the stallion of Napoleon Bonaparte. Small but fierce Arabian, his life was rife and hard. Wounded many times in battle till the fall of Waterloo. His bones on display today for history to view. General George Washington was horseman like no other. Horse known as Nelson was George's spirit brother. He was 16 hands and fearless even to the cannon's fire. Till Cornwallis surrendered in all his English shire. So horses of war run against the guns. Arrows in the flanks, bullets in the lungs. A sacred place in history is what you're running for. So run against the guns, you horses of war. Run against the guns. Sitting Bull and Crazy Horse refused U.S. command to take to reservation far from their birthright land. They built a mounted army, sieged at Little Bighorn, rode hard into battle till Custer was forlorn. On again through history to Britain's World War I. War Horse did so much more than run against the gun. They carried off the wounded, artillery and supplies, and across the bloody trenches, charging through the battle cries. Horses of war run against the guns. Arrows in the flanks, bullets in the lungs. Sacred place in history is what you're running for. So run against the guns, you horses of war. Run against the guns, you horses of war. All become with unmanned bomber drones that fly high as the sun, and warheads under radar flying halfway across the earth. Far faster can we kill than can we bring to birth. Yet 12 Green Beret soldiers deep in Afghanistan turned into mounted warriors, modern cavalrymen. They fought with Afghan rebels, they made a desperate run down through the narrow valley, running against the guns. Horses of war run against the guns. Arrows in the flanks, bullets in the lungs. A sacred place in history is what you're running for. So run against the guns, you horses of war. Run against the guns, horses of war. Run against the guns, you horses of war. Run against the guns, horses.
Brand new album, that is the title cut.
Ooh-ha.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Horses of War.
Yeah. Hey, you can just feel the thunder.
Oh, man. You know, just when you think Bren can't come out with anything better, he does.
There you have it.
You bet.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to Clear Out West Radio Show. We're going to have a little equine therapy this week.
Right.
There's nothing better.
You know... Have you ever hugged a horse?
Yes. I have. Just rest your head on his neck.
Yeah.
Yeah, or even on his withers.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and just
wherever.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah,
cow cuddling.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
You know,
right.
I could see this being a thing.
It is a thing. I know it. We got cow cuddling. Now we're going to have horse cuddling.
Yeah, yeah. Horse hugging, yeah.
And finally, horse hugging. There you go.
Hugging.
Cow cuddling and horse hugging.
There you go.
Excellent. Yeah. Good work. Let's start
good
marketing
therapy.
That. Finally, our horses will make money.
We'll be. Hey, we could market that, couldn't we?
Finally, we will have a horse that makes money.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, cow cuddling is $75 an hour.
That's right. If you can get close to it.
You're on the wrong end of the cow business, brother.
I
keep
concur.
Telling you.
Yeah, but stop and think about an old Jersey or a Guernsey cow and
sure.
big ol' eyes.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And floppy ears.
Scratcher on the pole. And Well, that's horse therapy. That's equine therapy to me is scratching.
Yep.
Scratching the horse.
See what you can do.
You've got that special spot on every horse that just likes that. And, of course, you know, you start scratching that, and they want to reciprocate.
They do.
So they start lipping you. Okay. It's okay, but just don't use teeth.
Easy now.
Just go ahead and lip me. But, you know, that's good for a man's soul.
It truly is.
It is. Yeah.
You know, when you get off your horse after a long ride and you're standing there at his head.
Yeah.
And he bumps you.
Come on, man.
It's time to get this
scratch
head stall
it.
Off.
Scratch it. Get the head stall off and scratch it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we need to ditch out to a cow commercial.
Mm.
Yeah, but the good news is when we come back, Stamey's going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.